USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energotom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirms several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother for consulting fees. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In an effort to curb fuel prices in the United States, President Biden is ordering release of gas from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve of 1 million barrels per day on average for the next 6 months. This will take our reserves down to half, and no plans were announced by Biden to replenish the emergency reserve. Russian officials are reporting two Ukrainian military helicopters struck a fuel depot in the Russian city of Belgorod on Friday, marking the first Ukrainian airstrike on Russian soil since Moscow invaded its neighbor in late February. On average, inflation is costing the American consumer $5,600 a year extra.
A key indicator of inflation is reaching a nearly 40-year high. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index jumped 5.4% from a year ago. The PCE is the Federal Reserve's preferred way to measure inflation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Jurors will hear closing arguments Friday in the trial of four men accused of trying to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a case with informants, undercover agents, secret recordings, and two people who pled guilty cooperating. President Biden has ordered the release of 180 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic reserve built up by President Trump's energy independence policy. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia says Biden's plan will make just a minor difference, and that's not why the reserves are there.
Well, it's going to make a minor difference, but let me tell you, that's not what the reserves are intended for. That's not why they are there. It's not to bring down the price of petroleum in our country. They're there for a specific reason in case we need them in an emergency. But, any help that we can get, obviously, with the price of gas right now that's impacting Americans. I mean, you realize inflation is costing families $5,600 a year. I mean, people are missing two paychecks every year as a result of inflation. And what's so sad is that this could have been avoided and should have been avoided if it were not for Joe Biden and this administration's war on fossil fuels, war on energy independence. We wouldn't be in this mess right now that we're in. Sure. Is it going to help? It's going to help a little bit, but not enough to make a significant difference.
NCAA Final Four games will be played Saturday in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.